struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, it is time. Second date update on the 20s. We got Veronica on the line.
Verona Rakia.
Wow, you added a whole syllable into that, too. It's not Veronica. It's not four. It's Verona Rakia.
I couldn't think of a good
Verona
one.
Rakia?
Verona Rakia.
So apparently that's like your Stormy Daniels name. That's your new porn name, Veronica Rakia.
Oh,
yeah, I know, yeah. You know, I'm not Keola, I'm Keolos.
Keolos, yeah.
She's not MJ, she's BJ.
Yeah.
You're Joe Fatty.
Yeah, Joe Fatty. Yeah, Joe's Fatty.
Joe, you're Joe Fat.
Joe's Fat.
All right, Veronica Rakia.
Yeah, you.
All right, tell us about your date, love. What happened?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm calling about this guy named Dylan.
Okay.
And my friend's husband set us up.
Oh.
And, yeah, he explained to me that Dylan had been through, like, a really horrible breakup a couple years ago and hasn't dated since.
Oh, and, all I hear is like, red flag, avoid.
Right. Yeah. There's a reason, bro.
It's been 2 years, he's still not over your ex, and all I can hear in my mind, abort.
So he told me he was a really great guy, and he wanted to get him back out there, and he thought the best way to do it would be to set him up with a friend, like somebody that they knew.
So,
and so there's, like, no pressure, right?
There's way more pressure than that.
Did you guys go all the way that night, and did you end up like Spider-Man, the victim at the ceiling of the room?
Get a little stuff up there.
It's like 2 years, you're not over your ex. You haven't gone out on a single date. I worry, because then I'd be like, I'm up here!
Hey, oh man! Sorry, it's been pent up for all these years, bro.
2 years of goods, just
oh,
right.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God!
That
did
first
really
time, though,
there?
Man.
I can't believe you're going there.
I need goo gone.
Goo where's the spatula?
The ceiling.
A spatula.
No, that did not happen. It was great. We just went and had a few drinks and played pool. And I liked him so much, I even let him win a couple games.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay. Let me ask you a question, because you sound like a very kind, sweet person. And having been through like a bad breakup, yeah. We've all been through it. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever taken a 2-year sabbatical after a breakup, but you know, I've been single for quite a while, right. But I was going on dates for a bit. Did you get the vibe from him that he was ready to move on? You know what I'm saying? Because I don't know what it's like to mourn the loss of a relationship for 2 years and not even go on a date, but I can imagine that being pretty traumatizing in your life.
Yeah.
So I worry about you, Veronica, in that maybe he wasn't ready. Did you get that vibe from him?
I mean, not at all. We were just like vibing off each other. I thought we had a great time, and it's been cricket since.
Oh. Mm, so weird. At the end of the date, you didn't feel like, oh, he ready for spackle?
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
Honestly, I did. I might have overconsumed just a little. So the end is a little foggy.
Oh.
But I just remember it was wonderful. And I've texted him a couple times and then nothing.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
What was the guy's name again?
Dylan.
All right. I tell you what, Veronica, we're going to give this Dylan guy a call. It sounds like he's missing out on some awesomeness in you, Veronica. Yeah.
For real.
Not in you, but with you.
Right.
Different. Sorry.
In you is the goal.
Of what is just being said, that was the wrong choice of words. With you.
With you.
We'll figure out what happened. Ideally, get you guys reconnected. At the very least, you'll have some closure, okay?
That sounds great.
All right. Here we go. Let's give him a call.
Hello,
is this Dylan?
Yeah, this is Dylan.
Hey, Dylan, it's the Keola Show. That's Fat Joe.
How's it?
We have MJ right there.
Aloha.
What's up, Dill Pickle?
I like that one. I dig that one. Yeah, it's better than Rock With You or whatever. I'm not going to give the whole thing away, but Dill Pickle. So you've been kosher or what, bro?
No, this is great. I love you guys, man. I love the show.
Oh.
Hey, how's Baby K doing?
Oh, Dill Pickle. Oh, asking. Here we go.
This is my baby K.
That's right.
This is my baby K.
Uh-huh.
This is my baby K.
Yeah.
This is my baby K.
Who that?
This is my baby K.
Come on.
This is my baby K.
Uh-huh.
This is my baby K.
Where you be at, baby K?
Good. Thank you so much, Dill Pickle. The latest and greatest. It's crazy.
Yeah.
He took his preschool graduation picture.
Oh, I know, so he's cute.
It was on a Friday, and I got him all dressed up. I even put like a cakey gel in his hair. You know, they sell it on Amazon. It's supposed to be like, you know, it doesn't have all the chemicals that regular gel has, and it smells good, so they don't mind it too much, and it's not super crispy. Oh, but my little nugget, he's graduating from preschool.
Oh, wow. Not real.
Yes, it did.
Now he's going to go to his permanent school, hopefully, where he's going to be there till graduation from high school
and then off to college,
ideally. And
Sadly.
It's like, you know, everyone always says this, and at the moment, I remember saying, it's easy to say in retrospect, because you forget how traumatizing and bad it is, but man, when they're young, you really appreciate the time you have with them, because they're cute, and then as soon as they start talking, and they can enunciate and pronounce words, and they know what they're saying.
And talk back to you.
Holy fart knocker.
And you're like, hey, put him back.
Return to sender.
Yes.
No, but he's doing great, man. He's just turned. I just so endeared with my son, obviously. Yeah. And it's like the number one compliment, and Joe, I know you can relate to this, that you can give a real father, aka a dad, is you are such a great dad.
Yeah.
That is by far the best compliment you can give anybody. And that's my number one job in life, right? Is to be the best dad I can be. He's doing great. Me, I'm tired. but it just seems to be paying off because he's turning out to be a good kid. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Dill Pickle. But we want to focus on you right now, Dylan. Before we get to that, gotta let you know, we are on the air. We made an outgoing phone call to you. So for FCC legal reasons, we need your permission to keep this conversation going. Is that all right?
Yeah, no, it's great.
Okay, so this should narrow it down because it's been 2 years since you've put yourself out there to, in terms of dating, right? We heard that you had a pretty bad breakup and you've been on a dating sabbatical for a couple years. It's pretty much narrows it down. There's only one girl you've been out with.
Yeah.
Do you know who we're referring to? You guys are playing pool?
Yeah, Veronica, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
So we heard the date was really fun. She didn't dominate you in billiards or anything like that. She seems like a sweet person, but you haven't gotten back to her. Are we missing anything?
Well, this was like a setup through some friends that thought that they were doing the right thing, but my friends were wrong. It was really a bad idea to put us together.
Oh. So. Why is that?
Why is that? Yeah, she sounded like very sweet. Verona rock with you?
Yeah. Well, I mean, went out, played pool at Hawaiian Brian's, you know, had some drinks, of course. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at first, she was really cool. She was, like, fun, just funny, down to earth and everything. She was really cool. Things were going really well. But then we started drinking and playing, and she was really drinking. She was doing shots. She was, like, banging them down really fast. And
my girl.
You know, yeah. And then, then she started getting very, like, uninhibited, maybe. She would, like, pick up the pool balls and, like, rub them against her tatas and make sexy faces and like, try to lick them and everything.
My girl.
Try to lick them.
Or the tots?
Yeah, like, right in the middle of everything, everyone's, like, watching this. And then that song, Jealous, by Nick Jonas, that came on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a sexy song right there, man. I remember I was doing radio in Houston, Texas, when this song came out. Yeah. And, that is some baby-making music right there. Go ahead.
And she grabs her pool cue, and that becomes a stripper pole, and she's, like, crawling on the billiard table, and she was...
Well, it could be worse, really, man. The pool cue could be something else in the stripper pole.
You jealous now? My pool stick bigger than yours, bro.
Different levels of... It was like... this girl got a little salaciousness about her. Nice. I dig it.
Yeah.
Wow, she's rubbing the cue ball on her tots.
What's happening here?
Wow, she's trying to lick her tot.
Okay.
Now she's on the billiard table.
Oh, what the hell?
That is a big cue stick to be... Damn, girl, you're going to be handling all that.
Wow.
Part Asian, just to let you know. So, you may want to start with the tip in the front.
That's all I got to go with. Grab on.
Not the base.
The tip is all you're going to get, bro.
Now you got me all frantic.
Crazy.
So she's doing this all sexy stuff, which is drawing a lot of attention, obviously.
Right. Well, yeah, she's like crawling on the pool table. She's feeling herself up.
Oh,
and then
dang.
She's like, she flips herself over and she says to me, "You're just like so much hotter than my ex. When we get married, you know, my ex will be so jealous because I upgraded." And then, like, she jumps on me and wraps her legs around me and starts French kissing me right there.
All right.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I just met her. I wasn't really ready for something like this to happen. I was thinking, you know, like, hold on. What are you doing here? She's a friend of a friend, and I wanted to not go too crazy on it, so I just kind of let it go. She kind of scared me off just with that kind of stuff.
Oh,
yeah, I was telling her, you know, you need to drink some water and everything. And after that, took her home, and I just went home. And I don't know if I'm ever going to date again after that, to be honest with you. It was just too much for me.
Man, do you have a Hecky sticker? Like, are you on your car? And...
If 2 years, I never get some, and somebody's jumping on me and starts French kissing me, man.
Yeah, doing what she was doing with the cue stick.
That's right, but this is grounds for pollen right here, yeah.
You know, taking advantage of the cue ball and the eight ball.
That's right.
Do you go to Hope Chapel three times a week, and are you best friends with your pastor? Or? All I'm hearing is, like, no problems at all. This is all great stuff that's occurring to you. Yeah, you should be thanking your friend of a friend. Your friends. And then on top of that, you're worried about what your friends are going to think. To my recollection, she's friends with those friends too.
Yeah.
Right. Who else was in this?
If she's the one that wants to be the not instigator, but the initiator.
Yeah.
All I hear are good things.
You know, I mean, I just felt bad because I didn't bring a stack of singles with me like I should have. Because I think that she was acting like a stripper. I mean, it was just too much for me. I'm not like that much of an outgoing guy to start doing dirty dancing and everything in the middle of a bar.
But you are a guy, right?
I am.
Yeah. You didn't want a dry hump on the billiards table.
Yeah, nobody wants to do that.
Well, also, you know, his friend set this up, and he doesn't want to take advantage of
his friend's
friend.
Well, that's what I was saying, though, because she's also friends with those friends.
Yeah.
And
she's
the one that initiated this.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's like their friends come and be like, wow, that was quick, and be like, she started it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And your friends are there, too. So go talk to her about it. I wasn't the one that was taking advantage of the cue ball.
And also, they say
that poor cue ball, man.
To get over somebody, you got to get under somebody. Yeah. So maybe she
and
was trying to get
work,
under
by
you.
The way, Dylan, I've tried that. that's not true. I've done both. I'm under. That's besides the point.
Yes.
Well, Dylan, sorry to put you in an awkward position, but Veronica's on the other line. She had called us to call you.
Yes.
Yeah, she wasn't sure why you weren't getting back to her. Veronica, you know, to each their own, man. I'm not here to judge her.
Oh, my God. I think so
and you sound like to rock you.
Salacious so individual.
Like, if I remembered that, I would never have called into this show. I was just nervous, and I was trying to show him a good time, and oh my God.
Well, yes, you tried.
Yeah. You see this cue ball and eight ball? Those could be your hands. All of the tatas. You see this, the kind pole?
Yeah.
Otherwise known as a cue stick that I'm dancing on?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and here, hold the pole. I'll show you where to wedge it between.
Oh my God.
That could be you. This could be me. We can do this right now. Get over your ex. Get under me.
It. Yes.
Oh my God.
Veronica, hey, look, once again, everybody's different. I've actually gone on dates, not to this extent, where they got a little...
too nuts.
Yeah, just a little too... Like, I'm more like Dylan. I'm more of an introvert.
Yeah.
And I don't like to draw attention to myself, especially if I'm on a date.
Yeah.
And the girl's just demanding attention.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Which is fine, to each their own, right? I respect the fact that she enjoys that, but I just don't. So I would be a little turned off as well. But at the same time, if there was chemistry there and you guys enjoyed each other while she was sober and not inebriated, that's something you could discuss. It's like, hey, you know, I know you like to do this stuff, but it's not really my thing. And if anything, I get social anxiety when that occurs and kind of a little more laid back in that department. Mm-hmm. However, when we get home.
Yeah, I'm a freak in the bed.
You see what I'm saying? That's a conversation that could be had.
Yeah.
Right? A fair compromise.
No, I mean, I'm just really, really sorry because I was so nervous. And then I felt a little more comfortable after a couple drinks. So then I just drank way too much. I mean, I really, really wanted it to go well because of our friends. And then, I don't know, I guess it completely got out of hand. I'm mortified. I'm absolutely mortified. Can we please maybe try to go out again and we can just maybe not drink?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
And just play the whistle.
But we didn't
gotta go to extremes here, okay? Yeah. A few is all right. Yeah. Just not to the point where you're rubbing cue balls on your tots.
Just don't take shots.
Whoa, we blow the whistle on that, too.
We're trying to have fun here, man.
Two is okay.
Yes.
Maybe three.
Okay.
Dylan, I've actually been on a few dates like that, not to that extreme, but I gave it another shot. Same conversation.
Yeah.
It's just like, man, I got really, really drunk, which leads one to believe. It's like, well, are you like that all the time when they get drunk? And then having gone out with them again, and not right after that, but a few dates after that, they got drunk again. They did not act that way at all.
Well,
which leads me to believe Veronica is telling the truth.
Yeah.
She was just really nervous. She was probably trying to impress you. In her inebriated state, the definition of impression changed by that of rubbing cute. Hold on.
Let me turn a little horny after that. Yeah.
It's like, oh, it was that song.
Cue balls are firm. Yeah. These are squishy. It's a squishy.
Stop playing that song.
Yeah, go ahead and pack that cue stick over here. You see this? This is shiny and gold.
Oh, yeah.
In my mind, as I'm on top of the pool table.
Same.
Watch me wrap my legs around this. Well, I can't really get a grip because this cue stick is way too thin.
Yes.
It's not the thickness of like a fire station. Go shiny pole. But anyway, I could hear like and see and have experienced that people get really nervous and then inebriated and then they do things that aren't really a true reflection of who they are. And that sounds like Veronica. So Dylan, if we pay for dinner and drinks, you can have like whatever you want. Veronica will limit you at like three drinks and two shots, which I think is very giving.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a little bit too much, but okay.
Well, I mean, okay. I'm sorry. I'm going by my standards.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll limit you to two drinks and a shot.
There you go. That's better.
Is that fair?
Yeah, fair enough.
Right off. And we don't want to pay the tab for beyond
that.
It's really the alcoholic beverages that really rack up a tab.
Yes.
We'll pay for dinner, two drinks, and one shot.
One shot, yeah.
There you go.
Two dinners, two drinks, and one shot.
Divide
the drinks up as you may. The shot goes to Veronica.
Yes.
And then you all see where it goes from there. How about that, Dylan?
Well, being that in the beginning, before she was drinking, we were getting along so well, and also kind of hearing that she really wanted to put an effort in on making a good impression and just kind of backfired, you know, that's forgivable.
Yeah.
And I think without like a drunken, wild date, and we were just having a nice dinner and a couple of drinks together, I think that's a really good idea, and I would definitely do it.
There you go, Veronica. All set. And I think, you know what?
That's great. If we do end up together, you get to tell that story.
Let's skip the second date first.
Let's just stop this.
MJ had great advice for me about a month ago to the point where I wrote it down on a piece of paper along with the advice that I give myself in this current chapter of life. Trust the process.
Yes.
And what was the two words?
What do you mean?
Don't remember the advice you gave. Trust the process and...
Oof more.
That's right. Yes. God. Enjoy your guys' date.
There you go.
Trust the process and oof away.
There you go.
Be present is what he told us. Trust the process and
be present.
In other words, Veronica, if we stay together, if we get married, if we get into anything that starts with if we, just go ahead and eliminate that from your vernacular.
Yes.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Got it.
Until then.
Basically, you
have a few drinks in public. When you guys go back to one of your guys' places, upon everyone's approval, mutual improvement, you just go ahead and play some of this Nick Jonas jelly because you know what this ends up being, right?
Get you some.
Yeah, cue ball on the tots, pull stick on who knows where, buddy. Get it.
Yeah.
And then that's where you practice being present.
Yes.
It's been a couple years, Dylan. You're due.
A minute, yeah.